At the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo, the proficiency winner of the Forest Management and Products Entrepreneurship and Placement is Braden Raven of the Klein FFA chapter in the great state of Texas. Braden, how did you start in FFA?
How I started in FFA was, honestly, I was looking through my course selections, just trying to find a class for the year, and I saw an interesting one, Ag Mech, and that just kind of sparked my interest. And throughout time, I slowly got involved to the people in the chapter, and over time, it's just built astronomically. And
is there something about ag mechanics that you had prior experience in, or was it just on a whim?
My dad had always done welding and stuff and showed interest in it, and it's something that I always looked to inspire from him doing. So it's something I wanted to carry on, kind of his footsteps, and it just sounded really cool.
You work on a rather large Christmas tree farm in Texas. Tell me about your SAE.
So my SAE started about 2 years ago, and at the time, I was just helping out in the fall season with pumpkin stuff, and then the Christmas time I was helping process trees. And over time that grew to a job where I was just landscaping throughout the year, whether I was mowing the lawns or shaping the Christmas trees in that triangle shape, because unlike what people think, it's not just always the pretty shape. We got to cut them and all that. Over time that's just grew to spraying color fills on the trees. It's pesticide management and just irrigation systems and all kinds of things. Just so even the Christmas time now, we cut the trees down, we shake them, bale them, and sometimes people want them flocked, which is basically our fake snow in Texas, because we don't get snow out in the Lone Star State. So just spraying that flock on them to make them think they're getting snow.
And what is the process behind like shaping a Christmas tree? What does that look like?
It's not a chainsaw, it's a trimmer like a chainsaw, and it's basically just going in, making it look like a traffic cone almost.
How long does it take to make a tree look like it's covered in snow?
To make a tree look like it was flocked in the snow, it probably only takes about 2 or 3 minutes. It's just a little sprayer. And then to actually grow these trees, it just depends how tall. For like an 8-foot tree, it's probably going to take a good 3 or 4 years to grow. And it just honestly depends on how much water they're getting. We use a lot of water, but we have to be careful not to give them too much water, because then they start growing sloppy. So we give them about 4 hours of water a day just to fill them out nice, and we might want to give them that pretty look.
What is the biggest thing that you have learned over your time working on this Christmas tree farm?
The biggest thing I've probably learned at this farm is discipline and how to manage my time accurately. When I first started, I didn't really know what I was doing, and just looking up to people and learning from them how to manage my time correctly and make sure I'm doing stuff the proper way, but also managing my time so I can set aside stuff for my now FFA responsibilities, which include all kinds of animals.
Braden, what does your future look like? Are you headed towards more education, or do you see yourself having a future in maybe some Christmas tree farming?
After high school, I'm a senior in high school. I'm looking to go to A&M probably right now for ag structures management, and that gives me a side of the welding industry. It also gives me a side of the business industry, so I can maybe start my own business and get my name out there, just like the Prowse family's done.
Okay, so maybe no Christmas tree farming, but maybe some ag mech, right?
Maybe so.
That was Braden Raven from the Klein FFA chapter in the great state of Texas. Again, he is the Proficiency Award winner in Forest Management and Products, Entrepreneurship and Placement. With National FFA, I'm Hannah Whetstone.